In Washington state, a federal court has given its okay to a controversial program that sends some convicted sex offenders to a mental institution after prison. Back in the mid-1990s, the court said the program was too much like jail. Millions were spent on upgrades, and now the treatment program is a model for other states. But critics say it is still just an excuse to keep sex offenders locked up indefinitely. From Seattle, NPR's Martin Costi reports.
Washington state puts its committed sex offenders on an island in Puget Sound. You take a ferry run by the Department of Corrections. There's a state prison on the island. You can see it on the shore. But the Special Commitment Center, or SCC, is tucked away in the middle of the island, inside a ring of razor wire. The SCC is home to 254 men and one woman who've been judged to have mental abnormalities that make them sexually violent predators. That means that after they finish their prison sentences, they were pulled back into state court and, based on psychological evidence, they were sent here. Operations manager Kelly Cunningham gives the tour.
When you look at this, you're looking at, almost a college campus type setting with the common area, dormitory style living. Just the setting itself is much softer than a prison.
The SEC was built this way because the federal court said that if you're going to put someone away on psychological grounds, you can't do it in a prison. The courts also said that the treatment should lead to something. On paper, at least, these residents have the possibility of getting better and getting out. But does Cunningham think that's a realistic possibility?
That's a tough question. I think that we do have individuals living here that at some point in time could be unconditionally released.
Do you see that happening practically, as a practical matter?
Well, again, it's a political matter. It's a highly charged political matter. So I would like to believe that someday that could happen.
Yeah, right.
Dennis Herzog was sent here after he served 11 years in prison for raping a woman at knife point in 1989. It was his third rape conviction. Here at the SCC, he's been a willing participant in therapy, but he says he has no illusions about the treatment ever leading to release.
This is just nothing more than the state saying, look, we have a concern about the safety of our community, and we're not happy with these people getting out, so let's devise some other way to continue to keep them locked up.
Many outside psychiatrists worry that that's exactly what's happening in the states that have these civil commitment programs. Fred Berlin is an expert in sexual disorders at Johns Hopkins.
I would not want to see psychiatry or mental health misused as a way of permanently locking people up under the ruse of providing them with treatment.
Berlin doesn't like how some states use insurance company-style actuarial tables to predict whether a person will reoffend and locking him up accordingly. He's also bothered by how few offenders are ever released.
If this is really treatment, then perhaps not all, but at least some significant number of people should be able to graduate from the programs, by which I mean re-enter the community as safe and productive citizens.
In the 17 years of the Washington State program, no resident has ever been released unconditionally, and only about a half dozen are allowed to live under guard in halfway houses built to satisfy the federal court. Release rates are almost as low in other states. Henry Richards is superintendent of the SCC. As a psychologist, he says he also used to have qualms about the system, but not anymore, not since he got to know the residents and their crimes.
Why is sexual offending so a bigger threat to society than physical violence? It undermines our basic value system. And I think more powerfully than any other crime, it points to our animal nature.
Still, Richard says some of the residents might be ready to transition back to society, but judges are not likely to let them unless they have a place to live. And given how reluctant most communities are to have them, these sex offenders' chances of getting out remain purely theoretical. Martin Costi, NPR News, Seattle.